again, it's Patrick Kelly, head wrestling coach at Seaman High School, with another edition of the Seaman Wrestling Report. Today's edition we're going to roughly call the Back to School edition. We're going to have a couple guests. Valeria Rivera, who will be beginning her second year at Ottawa University. She wrestles for the women's program there. And Bailey Kelly, who will be beginning his first year at Maryville University in St. Louis. Before we get into our program today, I do want to remind you that the Seaman Wrestling Report can be searched for on iTunes, and you can subscribe there. Or you can go directly to the host site, Podomatic.com, and search for Seaman Wrestling Report there and listen to it there as well. If you notice, this program is labeled Volume 5, Number 4. In order to more easily search for past programs and organize the archive programs, I'm going to go forward with doing it in that method. So the volume will be the year, and the number will be that program within that year. So Volume 5, Number 4, roughly I've been doing this for, this will be the fifth year, but never in an organized and consistent manner. But just to better organize those archive programs, I've decided to go with that labeling system from here forward. So you can go back and search most of the programs. I know there are a couple of programs that I've lost or I couldn't locate from the past, but going forward, starting with Volume 5, it should be pretty organized and easy to find what you might be looking for. Valeria Rivera has the distinction of being the only female to have participated in the Seaman Wrestling program for 4 years from start to finish. Further, she is a four-year letterman. I'm not afraid to say that I'm not an advocate of co-ed wrestling, but I am an advocate of Valeria Rivera. She would simply blend into the practice room to the point of having to look for her. She never asked for special treatment or to be excused from drills, including buddy carries, D4 days, and challenge matches. I think Seaman Athletic Director Brad Dietz would agree that she made her mark on the program. Valeria went on to sign with Ottawa University's women's program. Last year as a freshman, she was one of the standouts for the Braves. She went 2-2 at the 2016 Women's College Wrestling Association Nationals in Oklahoma at 101 pounds, bowing out in the blood round. The WCWA competes in freestyle and is considered the most prestigious national tournament for women. She also had a strong performance at the National College Women's Wrestling Association Nationals in Florida, which is a folk-style tournament. Valeria dropped by the studio to give her thoughts on her first season of college wrestling and just to catch up with her. Valeria, welcome. Tell us what you've been up to this summer.
This summer, I've been mainly working, like every single day I work.
So where are you working at?
I work at Hoo Hot Mongolian Grill, and I work at Bobo's.
All right, so trying to save up a little money for school, I'm sure.
Yes.
All right. So this interview will be saved for a future program, and I'm not sure when I'll air it. But at this time, I see there is a post out there about a coaching opening at Ottawa. They are in the market for a head women's coach. I think this is an indication that the school is serious about the sport and recognizes it as too much for one person to take on the position of head coach of both men's and women's programs. What are your thoughts about the type of coach that you hope fills the void?
In my opinion, the type of coach that we need is someone that's able to handle the responsibility of a full-time coach and to be able to coach all wrestlers. Like, we have 18 women, I think, wrestling. So, I mean, I would like a coach that'd be able to be hands-on, like in the mat, in the room, and be able to teach us new things and different ways to do new moves.
All right, very good. I think that's excellent criteria there. Tell me, I've got a question a little bit later on, but tell me a little bit about, freestyle. What you might be looking at a coach in terms of their competency in freestyle.
Well, I would hope to get a coach that has had some competition wrestling in freestyle tournaments and has like background with freestyle in general. Because it's good to have a coach that has been growing up with the same type of wrestling that we're going through in college.
All right, very good. It's always my hope and prayer that wrestlers from our program that go on to college have a good freshman year, both on the mat and in the classroom. probably even more so in the classroom, because it just seems so hard to catch up academically if you don't have a good start as a freshman. It seems my prayers were answered in regard to your freshman year. What do you think were the keys to your success?
Making sure I allowed myself to be as stress-free as possible, and the help with my coaches obviously played a big part. They knew how important school is to not just me, but other other students. They know that I'm a student athlete, and they know that my grades are an important part of why I'm going to school in the first place.
All right, very good. Now back, kind of back to the freestyle question here. I always wanted you to compete a little bit more in the off season, as I think you could have made a splash in Fargo. With your limited exposure to freestyle, your success has been even more impressive. What are your thoughts on freestyle versus folk style, and how did you manage the change in your training to prepare for the different styles? And what I mean by that is you guys did both the freestyle season and then you did the folk style tournament really kind of after your season. So how did you manage the transition and the training?
It was a struggle at first because I've grown up most of my life wrestling one style of wrestling, which was folk style. And so it was a big change from going to only knowing one style to going to a different way, like totally opposite way. I mean, they're similar in some way, but still they're different and there's different rules and it was a challenge. But after a while, you start to get the hang of it and it becomes easier. But then that last tournament was kind of a struggle again, going back to folk style after wrestling 6 months of one way of wrestling.
Okay, very good. So am I correct in thinking that the WCWA that competes in freestyle is kind of the most prestigious of the two national tournaments and the one that that kind of everybody in women's wrestling targets as the national tournament?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, very good. So I know there's talk about wanting to get a women's program at the high school level, and it just seems to make sense to me that they would... We would try to train in freestyle rather than folk style, which kind of seems to be the push out there. So, I mean, how do you view that? Do you think it would be better for a high school girl to be trained pretty much exclusively in freestyle before going to college?
Yes. I honestly feel like that would help all women wrestlers like excel in wrestling if they're like taught growing up in high school and middle school freestyle. If we're going to do it in college and that's the only style we basically do in college, it would just help them grow as a wrestler.
Okay, very good. Next year, we're going to have Spencer Wilson, who'll be continuing to wrestle at Northern Michigan's Greco program. Jalen Gay will be at Baker. And we hope to have Brian Gillen back on the mat after his injuries at Baker. And we also hope to have Cayman Krobeck at Graceland University. And Bailey Kelly will be joining Coach Denny's program at Maryville University. What advice would you give, especially Bailey in particular, to get his college career off on the right track?
To make sure you stay focused on your goals and make sure you plan ahead and don't get too stressed out with school and wrestling, like they're both a big part of your life. And make sure you make good relationships with your teammates and your coaches and fellow classmates, because they all will help you in the end.
Okay, very, very good advice. What are your goals as you look, wrestling-wise, what are your goals as you look into your second year of competition at Ottawa?
One of my main goals my second year to become an All-American at the freestyle nationals tournament, because I was so close last year and I just really hope to make it this next year.
Yeah, that would really be a kind of a feather in our cap too for our program to be able to promote that. And you know, with Bryant becoming an All-American 2 years ago at Baker, that was really really a neat thing for the program. So we definitely are pulling for you to reach that goal, and I think it is very realistic based on your performance thus far. What is your major? And what do you see yourself doing for a profession after college?
Well, my first year, I was basically focusing on history as my major because I had plans to become a historian. But now, like after my first year, I've decided to change my major to chemistry and biology to become a dental hygienist.
Okay, very good, very good. And do you see yourself being able to complete your education within 4 years then, especially with the change in major?
I would hope so. Even if I have to take some extra classes or summer courses, I'm willing to do it to graduate on time.
All right, very good. You really seem to have things together, you know, between, you know, trying to work in the summer to make enough money to pay tuition and sounds like you have your plan in place. Who do you attribute that to as far as your motivation? Because if I remember right, you're a first-generation college student. Is that correct?
Yes.
So what is your motivation out there?
Mainly, like, my parents, of course, motivate me every day to go as be the best person I can be. And my coaches and even my teammates, they push me. And they motivate me to be better wrestler and a better student in general.
All right, very good. That's about all I have. Do you have anything to add?
Not really.
All right, well, hey, thanks for checking in. Keep in touch and best of luck.
Thank you.
I also had the opportunity to catch up with the only 2016 SHS grad who will be continuing on with a college wrestling career this fall. Bailey Kelly didn't have far to come for this interview. I thought I'd do it from his home, which is convenient because it is also my home. For the purposes of this interview, I will be attempting to take the parent side out of it and put myself in the position of coach and wrestling enthusiast as I do with all the other guests. Bailey will be missed in the program next year. He was a four-time state medalist, competing all 4 years at 195 pounds. He capped his career off with the state championship. A busy offseason saw him win a Rocky Mountain Nationals title, compete in two All-Star duels, become a USA Wrestling Folkstyle Nationals All-American, and complete a triple crown by adding freestyle and Greco state titles to his high school state crown. Along the way, he was named City Wrestler of the Year and Shawnee County Sports Commission Male Winter Sports Athlete of the Year. All of this after an ACL injury in early football season nearly put a stop to any thought of a senior wrestling season at all. He recently returned from Fargo as part of Team Kansas, contingent, where he competed in both freestyle and Greco tournaments. The honor student will be attending Maryville University of St. Louis, where he has been accepted into the physical therapy program and has signed on to compete for Coach Denny and the Saints. Bailey, welcome to the program. It has been a busy summer working your roofing job with Coach Childs and practicing and competing in preparation for Fargo. As you leave for St. Louis in just a few weeks, what are your reflections on the summer that was?
Well, it was pretty tough sometimes going from roofing straight to wrestling practice, but it's all good to do and stay busy. It's definitely important not get complacent, not just sleep in until 12 every day, and that might be kind of fun, you know, but it's better to get stuff done, I guess. So.
All right. You entertained going to a few different schools, but settled in Maryville. What was it that set Maryville apart?
Just the coaching, mostly, and the whole being able to do that physical therapy program that I got into. It's a really nice college. Coaching staff, like I said, is great, and just I really think I can compete well at the D2 level, and I think that it'll be a good all-around place for me.
All right, your mom and I are certainly thrilled with the choice. Coach Denny was my coach at the other place, and with him, it really is a value-added situation. It will be a great wrestling experience, but more importantly, a great life experience to be in his program. What are your thoughts and goals as you look at starting your college career, college academic and wrestling career at Maryville?
Well, with the program that I'm in, it really kind of sets your goals for you academically. I have to keep a certain GPA, and so just want to stay on top of all those things. Wrestling-wise, I'm redshirting my first year, and the number of matches that I want to get is 42. It's a really specific number because former national champion from Maryville, Matt Baker, who now coaches at Shawnee Mission West, he said he got 41 matches his redshirt season, and he thinks that that really helped him out. So I just want to go a little bit above and beyond that. So,
all right, very good. Let's revisit your high school career a bit here. You were a four-time state medalist and state champion as a senior after a major setback when you tore your ACL during football season. From your perspective, What are some of your most impressionable moments as you reflect on your high school career?
Well, one thing, my freshman year was really good, but it was mostly because of the practice partners I had. We had Bryant Guillen, who was a two-time state champ, who was close to my weight. We had Spencer Wilson, who was a Fargo All-American, close to my weight, and Dylan Hall, who plays football at Emporia State, two-time state placer. I got to wrestle with all those guys and Nathan Stanley, and all of them just really helped me out my freshman year and set me on the right path, kind of. Another thing was just knowing when I tore my ACL, I wasn't going to give up. I only really thought about not winning state for a couple minutes, and then I was right back to it, and I was like, I still need to do this. So those were two really big things for my high school career.
All right, very good. Not long ago, there was some buzz about Penn State's Nico Megalutis putting his goal statement on the steering wheel of his car. I'll let our audience do a little search for that picture. It's worth the time. It was ironic that your goal statement was unknowingly stated very similar to his. I'd made you a training log with a goal statement on the cover. You altered the statement to make it more specific. And I might add, your handwriting is about as third gradish as Nico's. I can't exactly remember the timeline of when you began the training log, but what can you relate to others who may be dealing with devastation of a potential season-ending injury or other obstacle in regard to staying the course and to continue to working towards a goal that you have?
Well, actually, the whole training log started out before I even started football season. Me and Coach Kelly talked about me running kind of three times a week, going in the morning and staying on top of my conditioning and practicing with Isaac Llewellyn over at Rossville. And so he kind of had it planned out to what I was going to do. And when I tore my ACL, he obviously had to change that up a little bit. And he did, and he got it all changed up, and he wrote in there, "I am a 2016 state champion," and I took it a little further and said I was the 2016 Class 5A 195-pound state champion, because that was a singular thing that I was going to be. As far as making it through that, it was just putting in work every day, but not just putting in blind work. Just putting in the right kind of work was the biggest thing. Things like swimming, stay on top of my conditioning, and I did a lot of shadow boxing, that kind of stuff, just to stay in shape and do something that I knew would help me out. That was basically the biggest thing about it.
All right. Well, sounds like that Coach Kelly really knows what he's doing. I know him pretty well, and there was a little bit of doubt, but you certainly dealt away with that doubt as the time went on, and you really certainly made it happen. So you have had an outstanding senior year from your run to the state title, to the Rocky Mountain Nationals crown, to a folk style All American finish in Cedar Falls, and a Greco and state freestyle titles. What do you attribute your success to?
Well, a quote that sticks in my mind is, "Takes a village to raise one child," and I really have a good village. My coach Kelly and father, he every day he's talking about wrestling. We're talking about stuff that I need to be doing and doing everything right. And then I have a good partner at Rossville, Isaac Llewellyn, 20 minutes away, and we're good friends and we get along and we wrestle really hard when we can get together. And my mom just every day telling me that I can do it, and just it's a day in and day out thing, and as long as you just keep on it, success will come.
All right, very good. You're entering one of the premier D2 programs in the country. You've also been accepted into Maryville's physical therapy program, which is a 6.5-year doctorate course of study. What is your plan for balancing your studies and your time in Coach Denny's dojo?
Well, I'm always going to make sure that I'm a student first. That's one of the big things, that I need to be on top of my academics more than my athletics, but I think they kind of go one and the same with how you're working hard in both of them, and they kind of help each other out. Another big thing is that there's two other wrestlers that got accepted in the same program that I'm in, so that'll be really good to be able to go through all that all together. So,
okay, very good. Do you have anything to add?
Nope, I think that says it all.
Okay, well, it's been a pleasure and honor having you part of our program. We wish you the best, and hope you'll stop up and see us when you're back in town. Thanks for taking the time to be part of the show.
Thanks.
That's it for this edition of the Seaman Wrestling Report. Until next time, thanks for listening.